There we are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm getting three of them.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm with you. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is John Matthews.
Okay, I have the card.
Oh, okay. Just come back inside your car, ma'am, and open the any desk application.
I'm sorry, what?
Open the any desk application, ma'am, the red color application.
Okay. Yes.
All right. And I'll send you the security warning. Push on I am aware of the risk. And push on start broadcast. Once you push on start broadcast, ma'am, open your Amazon application.
Okay. It's open.
All right, then at the very top right, you know how to scan it, right?
Yes.
You can just scan it, ma'am, by yourself.
Well, yes, I have to strike the...
All right, take your time. Take your time, ma'am.
Okay, again, it's saying we couldn't find a match. Mm. Try again with a barcode that is visibly, is clearly visible.
Okay, then you can push on try again. Once you push on try again, ma'am, do you see that barcode sign in middle of your screen, or you do not see that?
I do see that.
No, then you don't have to do push on that, ma'am. Besides the barcode, you will see a scan option, you know, a magnifying glass. Push on the magnifying glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what? Do I push start?
Then you can scan it. Then you can scan it, ma'am.
I'm trying, but it's not doing anything.
You can just scan the access number and the card number, ma'am. And make sure you scratch it off clearly, ma'am. Make sure you scratch it off clearly.
I did. I guess it just took an image of it.
Okay.
That was all it did. And now it's showing me results for different things. It's showing me... Yeah, results for things to buy.
Okay, I'll let the officer know about it, ma'am. What you can do is just tell me the last three digits of the card, ma'am. Only the last three digits.
It is. This is like so tiny to see. Let me get my glasses. It is 306.
306, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I have just received an email from the officer as well. Just check your emails first. Check your emails.
Okay.
All right. Take your time.
What am I looking for?
Emails. The claim link.
I know.
Check for the claim link.
For what?
PayPal.
Okay, yes, I have a claim link.
Open that.
For PayPal.
Open that. And push on view my code.
Claim gift card?
Yeah. Claim gift card.
Okay.
All right. All right, ma'am. I just received an email, you know, email from the federal officer who was having a word with you. They,
mm-hmm.
As they were attending a meeting, ma'am, they were attending a meeting regarding your case, and they have found out that also there was a case of money laundering activity which was taking place, ma'am. Are you a part of money laundering activity by any chance?
No, absolutely not.
You're not a part of money laundering activity. That is what you're trying to tell me, right?
No, I am not a part of money laundering in any
because
way, form.
There are 8 bank accounts, ma'am, which have been opened under your name using your social security number, ma'am. 8 bank accounts.
That is news to me.
I'm sorry?
No, I've known nothing about any of that.
Like, are you the owner of all these 8 bank accounts? Because there is more than $870,000 in including all these 8 bank accounts, ma'am.
I have no knowledge of any of this.
Are you sure about it, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So if not all the 8 bank accounts belong to you, ma'am, I'll just provide you with the names they have found under your name, the bank account names. One was the virtual credit card which was linked. Then one was the United Bank. Because what they will have to do is, this is a case of money laundering activity which is taking place over here, ma'am. You know, they will have to freeze all the bank accounts which have been opened and used under your name. All the bank accounts which are linked with your social security number, ma'am. Because this is a case of money laundering activity which is taking place. And balances from all these accounts will be taken away by the federal authorities. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So just to make sure.
Does that include my United Bank account?
All
my personal
accounts? Each and every bank account which is linked with your socials. Because even your the other bank accounts which is opened by the hackers or maybe by the people who are trying to do money laundering, getting money from one country to the other one using your personal details, those are opened under your name, under your social security number, ma'am. So we are not sure which bank belongs to you and which other bank accounts do not belong to you, ma'am.
Well, am I going to get my money back in my account?
Just because you're trying to fix up your identity by yourself, you're taking effort from your side, that's a good sign. That is the only reason they're giving you a fair enough chance to secure your hard-earned money, okay? But just to make sure which account belongs to you and just to differentiate the account which doesn't belong to you, ma'am, just tell me which bank account belongs to you from all these bank accounts, the United Bank, a Chase Bank account, a Bank of America account, then a Citibank account, and there are 3 credit unions, ma'am.
I mean, a United Bank account is where we do our banking.
Okay.
But
all right.
As far as any other accounts, that maybe, I don't know that my husband, that's my only banking account that I have a checking and savings with, but I don't know that we don't have any other accounts from what my husband has.
It's not about your husband. As I told you, ma'am, this identity is regarding you and your identity.
Well, right.
Not your husband's
identity. What if he has my name and central on another account that I don't know about?
We'll take care of that as well, ma'am. Do not panic, okay? If you panic, if you show people that you're facing identity theft case or a money laundering activity, you will be the one who will get arrested at the very first time. And later, investigation will take place. But right now, Jacob is with you. They are willing to help you out in this situation, ma'am. Okay? There are 3 checking accounts and 2 saving accounts, ma'am. So just tell me on the recorded line, which of these checking accounts belongs to you? Like, do not go ahead. Yeah, tell me. Do not go ahead and spell out the account number or the routing number on the recorded line, ma'am. Just tell me the approximate, you know, the approximate balance you have in the checking account so I can differentiate the accounts for you.
I have no idea off the top of my head how much is in my checking account.
This is the approximate, you know, not the exact amount, ma'am, so that we can differentiate which account belongs to you and which doesn't belong to you, ma'am.
Maybe like $100,000 or less in my checking account.
Okay, all right. And what about the savings, ma'am?
I have no idea. I mean, it wouldn't be over. I don't know. My husband knows. I mean, maybe. I don't think it would be over $100,000, but I really don't know.
Oh, you do not know about it. Okay. But this is the approximate. If that is your account, ma'am, I'm pretty sure you must be knowing the approximate balance. And are you sure that you did not do many money laundering activity on this account? Because you have such a huge amount in the checking account.
Yes, I am sure. But this is a shared account with my husband and I.
Okay.
And I do not know an exact amount. I don't even know approximate amount, honestly, at this time.
Okay, all right. So if the checking account, just tell me, what is the amount you want to secure before they go ahead and freeze all the accounts, ma'am?
Hold on, and let me see if I can get my password, and let me look at my account.
Take your time, ma'am. Take your time. That's fine. I'm so sorry, ma'am. You're going through a lot. But hope you understand that it's for your safety and security.
Okay, so my husband just texted me and said, please stop the gift cards. PayPal and Amazon will never ask you to buy gift cards. The refunds are from fraudulent accounts and will be reversed once they are discovered.
But did I give you the refund, ma'am? Did I give you the refund? He thinks that you're sending the amount to someone. But you're not sending the amount to anyone, ma'am. Nor we are telling you that refunds will be from our account. It will be from Amazon's account.
What is it? The refunds are from fraudulent accounts.
Do you think the Walmart account is fraudulent? Do you think the Amazon account is fraudulent? And do you think the PayPal account is fraudulent?
Like I said, I haven't gotten refunds for anything except the Walmart
account. You got refund from Walmart. Now, your husband is telling you that the refund accounts are not good, right? He's telling you that refunds which you receive, you get it from a fraud account. Now, do you think the Walmart account is a fraud account?
I don't think it is, but...
Just tell me one thing. Whom do you want to listen to? You want to listen to your husband or you want to listen to the officers and from the entire hacking department?
Okay, really? Did you just ask me that?
Of course, ma'am, because I'm trying to explain you since a long time now, and still you're trying to explain me things about your husband. But today itself, they will have to freeze all the bank accounts which are under your name, ma'am.
Well, say, I need to speak to the officer again about this, because he told me as soon as I bought this, and you gave me, and I gave him, or gave you the license key or whatever, then I was to ask you to send him an email immediately.
I did that already.
Okay, so I need to speak to him about this. Any money laundering thing doesn't have anything to do with Amazon. So
I'm from the anti-hacking department, ma'am. I take care of the hackers. I'm not from the customer service department who greet you good morning and good afternoon, you know.
But when it has to do with my banking account, That has nothing to do with Amazon.
Of course, ma'am. That is the reason I did not have the authority to ask you for those personal details, like your account number and the routing number. I'll get you connected. Give me a quick moment.
Yes.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Jacob. How can I help you?
Yes, I am just wanting to talk to you because as soon as I got this other Target gift card, then he starts telling me that I'm being charged with money laundering and all these accounts have been opened under my name and that I need to verify accounts and how much money are in my accounts. And I do not trust giving any information to whoever this person is I'm doing this for. I don't even know who he is.
Right, right. Well, you certainly do have a point. So tell me exactly what did he told you?
Well, he said that I needed to verify which accounts were mine and how much was in an account, how much was approximately in my checking account and my savings account.
Okay. Did he ask you for account number to be specific? Did he ask you what is your account number? No. Okay.
He didn't ask me my account number, but he did actually tell me my last four digits of my account number, my banking account number.
Oh, so he told you, then asked you, right?
Well, yeah, he said that there was a bank number ending in this, but that there are all these accounts that were opened in my name.
All right.
And that there was $700,000+ that he needed to know approximately how much was in my bank account and my savings account.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
If he's from Amazon, I'm not giving anyone from Amazon any of that information.
You don't have to, ma'am. You don't have to. Did he ask you for your credit or debit card numbers?
No.
No. Okay. All right. That as per the law, ma'am, he has not committed any crimes. I cannot take any actions against him right now. If he would have asked you your personal information, we would have definitely taken actions against him. Or we can sue Amazon as well because their employees are doing something which is not permitted by the law. But right now, if he then asks you your account numbers to be specific or your credit debit card numbers, I cannot take any legal actions against them. But the problem right now here is that you have got the license keys, it's activated, it's working fine, the hackers have been removed. The problem that the Amazon people told me in their written email is that you got accounts with a specific bank, and the hackers, while they were in your account, the hackers got aware about the situation that you got big accounts with a particular bank. Now, as you might be knowing, that the main purpose of hackers is to get money out of you, right? Now, if they already know which accounts you have, what kind of payment information you have, credit and debit cards you have, they will definitely try to attack your payment information. That is for sure. Okay? And we want to give you two options right now. You have the freedom to choose which one you want to go for. Now, we are offering you federal protection on all your personal and joint accounts and your credit and debit card. Basically, any financial detail you have, liquid assets you have, we are offering you protection on that. Okay? And once you have that protection, you have assurance that all these assets would be saved. It's up to you. If you want it, you can take it. If you don't want it, you cannot take it. But if you don't take it, then no federal officer or organization, neither Amazon, will take responsibility of any loss of funds that happens. You there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. So that's what I can do for you right now, ma'am. That's what I can do for you right now. If you want this protection, this is totally reimbursable. We can offer you this protection. And as I promised, I would be scheduling you a call back in the next 45 minutes.
You will be giving me a call back in the next 45 minutes.
No, I'll not be giving you a call back. Some officer from the Social Security Administration would be giving you a call back in the next 45 minutes. As far as your accounts are considered in United Bank, the checking and savings account, now that can be protected. It would require two license keys, which again is reimbursable. All right? So if you want, you can take that protection. Otherwise, right now you are safe, but we don't take any assurance of what happens with your United Bank account.
Okay. I feel like I need to speak to an officer or someone that I can actually talk to in person that knows something about this. Because at this point, I don't know who I'm speaking to. I don't know who you are. I don't know who that person with Amazon is. I have spent a small fortune on gift cards today for some reason. And my husband is out of town. He is totally freaking out. Because
He's calling you again and again, and you're putting him in a voicemail. That's the right thing you're doing. Okay? Because
How do you know that?
When you're connected to a server, your lines are federally recorded and monitored. We are tracing your location. Because right now, your arrest warrant is still active. We are tracing where you're going, who is calling you, who is texting you, who you are texting. We are tracing everything because you're still the primary suspect. Your name is associated in a money laundering case which goes up to $375,000. That has been wired in Mexico and in Afghanistan, which are terrorist-supporting countries. It's a federal crime, and it's a big crime. So we are tracing your location. Every inch, every centimeter, we are tracing it. All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is pretty... I mean, just all of a sudden that I just got a call from Amazon saying I had some fraudulent charges and it has gotten to this. I mean, when was someone going to let me know about this or try to contact me or ask or anything? Just all of a sudden I have an arrest warrant and I'm very confused. I need to speak to a local officer or somebody.
Ms. Bednar, here is the thing. You think that it happened all of a sudden. It did not happen all of a sudden, okay?
Your
data is your responsibility. It is not government's responsibility. We give you Social Security number. It's your right to protect it. It's your duty. Your bank gives you a number. That's your account number. It's your right to protect it. The internet service provider gives you an IP address. It's your responsibility to protect it. If you fail to protect it and hackers take advantage of that and the wire funds outside the country, you somewhere are involved in that crime, and that is what is happening right now. Now, your husband is out of town. It is a situation for you, but it is not a situation for government. You are an individual who has a social security number, whose number has been used to wire funds outside the country, $375,000. Do you think it's a small amount, ma'am? This amount is enough.
No.
This amount
that
is enough
what I'm saying.
To do a terrorist bombing into any foreign countries. Amounts like these give birth to events like 9/11. Now, this is a serious crime. And you're worried about a $499 license fee. We are worried about national security, ma'am. We have to take care of national security.
I don't know who I'm speaking to, and even if this is legitimate, you have to understand that. Speaking of fraud, I mean, we are on a daily basis trying to protect our identity and our security. We go out of our, do great things to try to protect that, but apparently it's not enough. I'm saying all of a sudden you have to understand that I'm getting blamed for this, that I all of a sudden have an arrest warrant. I can't speak to my husband. I can't talk to anyone about this. Can you understand why I'm a little freaked out about this?
I understand, ma'am, but this is a secret. This is a covert operation. We got your location on a GPS, which is tracking where you're going, to whom you're talking, who is texting you, because anybody who is texting you can be involved in this money laundering activities. I'm not blaming that your husband is a bad person. I'm just blaming the situation, that it is a bad situation. And you are in a bad situation because you didn't protect your data, and you're trying to hold us responsible for that. We are not responsible for that. Amazon is not responsible for that.
To be responsible for it. We do everything in our power to protect our identity. We do more than anyone else I know to protect our identity. So, I mean, you say that I need to speak to someone in person that I can talk to. Yes, I would like to talk to a local officer at this point.
I want you, ma'am, I want you to talk to a local officer, okay? I want you to talk to a local officer, but I believe you don't know the law. As per the law, you're not supposed to talk to a local officer till the time you have an arrest warrant active. Now, you have an arrest warrant active right now. In order to cancel that arrest warrant, you would need a license key. We are not charging money to you. We are not asking you to make a purchase. This is just to show your goodwill intention, that you have positive intentions towards resolving the situation. And we are willing to put your risk. Yes, you have done that, ma'am, but that was to remove the hacker. You have your personal intention, motivation, selfish intent to do that thing. Okay? You did that so that the hackers can be removed out of your device. You didn't did that for anything else. Right now, there is an active arrest warrant on your name, which needs to be canceled anyhow. I'm willing to do that. The question is, are you willing to get your arrest warrant canceled? That's the main question.
What are you asking me to do?
I'm not asking you to do anything which you don't know how to do or which you have never done before. I'm just asking you to do the exact same thing which you have already been doing. You just need
to buy more gift cards?
Just to
know. No, I'm not doing that.
That's
I'm
going
not.
To get your arrest warrant canceled. All right, then. If I have to freeze your bank account due to money laundering activities because I'm sending an email to Department of Treasury right now, all the bank in the United States comes under the jurisdiction of Department of Treasury. If they will tell the bank to freeze your bank account, there is no power in this universe which can protect your bank account. Once your accounts are frozen, you talk to your husband, you hire an attorney, go to the courthouse, talk to the attorneys of Department of Justice and Department of Treasury, solve this matter out, you take care of it in the courthouse. I don't want my name to be dragged into this, because I'm taking this matter very seriously. If I
what is your name? What is your name?
My name is Jacob Whitmore. My badge ID is IRM1177. I'm working with the Department of Justice since last 7 years. Jacob Whitmore. I was posted in New Jersey before. Then I was promoted to the headquarters. I'm your case concerning
what
officer.
What is your badge number?
That's IRM, that's Science in Indiana. R is in Roger. M is in Mary. 1177, that's 1177.
Okay. I mean, I would feel, I do not feel comfortable buying any more gift cards because so far it hasn't helped me. I haven't had any proof that it's doing anything. And I don't really see the relevance of how just buying a gift card.
Ms. Bednar, I have been given a task to take care of this case.
Okay.
All the evidence that we have found in this case are very critical. We have all the reasons to believe that you are somehow involved in this matter, and we are going to take action.
I don't understand how buying a $499 gift card is curing my pain.
It shows positive intentions. It shows the government that you have intentions to do whatever it takes to protect your funds and to prove the government that you are a law-abiding citizen. A person who has $100,000, do you listen to this? A person who has $100,000 sitting in her bank account is refraining to get $1,000 worth of gift cards so that she can prove her legitimacy towards the government does not make sense. A person in your
shoes, how do you know how much I have in my bank account?
I guess you just declared it to the Amazon. They sent me an email. Did you declare it to them?
No.
All right, I'll check the recording because I have heard an email from John that he told this is your approximate balance in the checking account in the United States Bank, which is shared with your husband. If I was the person with $100,000 sitting in my bank account and government asking me not to pay, but just as a security deposit to some $1,000 to show my positive intentions that I'm not involved in money laundering activities, I would have done that. Within a flash of a second, I would have done that. Whether what you're doing right now is that you're talking to me since like 15 minutes, trying to convince me out of this, I'm not here to get convinced, ma'am. I'm trying to do a job, and I know your situation, and I know that if you get a gift card, you go to the bank, you get the reimbursement, you get the $499 back. So if you're getting the funds back, why are you hesitating in doing this thing? That's the question.
I'm going to my local police and talking to them.
Your local police department would be contacting you in the next 5 minutes. They will ascertain your location, and they'll come and arrest you. You write this thing down. I'm forwarding your arrest warrant. You will be getting a call from your local police department right now.
Okay.
All right. Wait for the call.